Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again. I am Reverend Dr. Edwige, and of course, you know, it is my pleasure and joy to be here with you each and every Thursday. Today is an exciting show. I have best-selling author of a book called Wisdom of the Ancients, Cheri Devine, going to be joining us in a few moments. And just exciting information, when I had an opportunity to speak with her, channeled information came in. And so right out the gate, I advise you to call in with your questions, whatever they're pertaining to, because the clarity that comes forth, you will truly appreciate. And so that number today is 323-203-0815. Again, that's 323-203-0815. So just a couple of things to remind you. Of course, those who listen to the show every week know that I am in the middle of writing a book. I am two chapters out from being complete, and I am so excited that I, too, shortly will be a published author. The name of my book is You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. And actually, I think today's conversation, we're going to wind up bringing some of those things that I've talked about in my book to air today. Just interesting, this process of awakening, a process of remembering who we are as these divine beings, and then beginning to really unfold this path. And as you raise your vibration, as we'll talk about today, how you just become aware that you are this amazing cosmic being. And in my story, I really share with you the travelings of the interdimensional world, the visitations that I've had, the information that they've shared with me. So pretty soon I'm going to be launching the pre-launch of it, and I'm excited about that. So stay tuned. If you don't already follow me on Facebook, please friend me on Facebook, and I have all sorts of information there about the book. And if you haven't been to my website already, affirmationsforliving.net, I also invite you to do so. As you know, I'm a spiritual life coach, a transformational life coach, and able to do activations and just really to get a clearer picture of what's going on in your life, helping you to remove those blocks, those things that are no longer serving you, so that you too can have your awakening experience. And so I invite you to sign up or go to my website today and look at the information and sign up for a coaching session with me. You can download my app, Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D, Awakened. It's free. And receive affirmations every Monday. Affirmations are those statements that are truth. So if you're looking for ways to move from lack and limitation to abundance and prosperity in your who you truly are, affirmations are a good way of doing that. And I send those out every Monday to those who have signed up for my app. And finally, I am, as you know, about to publish my book. So if you would, you like the show and you want to hear more about what's going on, I ask that you would go to my website, affirmationsforliving.net. There is a donate button down at the bottom of the homepage, and donate to the cause of publishing my book. $1, $2 matters not. Every little bit counts and greatly appreciated so that I can truly get the book out and get the word out. So with all of that said, I think we are ready to begin. Again, that call-in number is 323-203-0815. Call in with your questions. Here we go. Hello again, and I am back. This is Reverend Dr. Edwige, and it is my joy and pleasure to welcome in my guest today, Cheri Devine. Ms. Devine, hello and welcome.
Well, hello. It is so exciting to be here with you.
You know, it's so funny. As we were waiting to come back in, I want to share this with the audience. We just connected and heart to heart, and the energy that came in was just filled with so much love and such a high vibration that it's just, I mean, the energy, I can feel the energy and I'm just bursting.
My heart chakra just opened, and then a message came in that the lights were showing above and beyond Earth. And so it was a wonderful experience.
Thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, so tell everyone who you are, And let's start there. Who you are and how you came to write this book, Wisdom of the Ancients. We'll start there.
Well, my name is Cherry Devine, and I had what some people call a spontaneous awakening. I call it my chosen activation point. And so I went from being one person, 1 second, to connecting with my ancient energy, and everything in my life shifted. And of course, I'm not the only one that has done this. There's many others that have experienced the same sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And so, what I found really interesting is when this happened, I felt it. I felt it within me. I shifted. I could feel a physical shift, even moving from being female to a masculine energy, a male. And people around me that were there participating in the event, it was a Reiki class. Mm-hmm. Had nothing to do with anything that I thought that it was supposed to. And people kept saying, oh my gosh, you channeled in someone, you channeled in someone. And I knew that wasn't a truth. I knew I connected with an aspect of me. Mm-hmm. And the information came a little bit later, a few days later, that's one of the things that commonly occurs when something of great magnitude happens for someone, is they forget about their essence and the immenseness of it, and automatically start looking outside, saying, "Oh, it must be something outside of us."
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the reality of it is, we've had so many lifetimes, and we're going to really get into the nitty-gritty of this. We have had so many lifetimes, both on planet, off planet, as priestesses, as these amazing benevolent beings, cosmic beings, that as we are awakening, right, tuning in, tapping in, turning on, those aspects of us are moving into us, literally. I've had, I can't even say how many aspects that are cosmic that have actually literally moved into me. I remember one morning laying there in bed, and I saw and felt this energy move right into me, and I could feel it. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, exactly. You know something I just noticed? You started to say extraterrestrial.
Yes, I know. We're getting there. I know.
And one of the things they ask me to do, because I do bring in messages from a consciousness of love that supports mankind, but they've asked me to call them interdimensional travelers. And there's a reason. There's been so much fear attached to words such as extraterrestrials or aliens. And, you know, we're all interdimensional travelers.
Exactly. You know what? So let's go right into that, because that's really an important concept or idea in this whole process of awakening. We have to realize, okay, we're here in this human form, mm-hmm. But that's not the truth of who we truly are when we get deep down into it. Our existence did not originate here. And so we are all interdimensional beings.
Exactly. I don't know about you, but when I was a little girl, I used to walk along, and if something would come up in my mind, a song or a dance or a word, I'd think, oh, it's all made up. It's okay to do that. It's all made up. Because we did start somewhere else, and when we came here, we created from this point with information that came in, but in some ways, it was all made up.
Mm-hmm. And it's okay. You know,
and
that's
it is okay.
That's the thing. This is a school. It's a playground. It's a learning. It's a place to expand. And we're now in this time of this expansion has moved us so far that it's about remembering our greatness. And,
you know, our greatness, our magnificence, and our perfection. Mm-hmm. There's so many people that believe they're defective. In some way, and that is just the farthest thing from the truth.
Absolutely. So, so now let's get back to your book, Wisdom of the Ancients. So you had this, experience.
This experience, and needless to say, it changed my whole life. My family thought I had lost my mind, and they're like, oh no, life stresses got to her, and look what happened. And but too many of the things that I was saying kept occurring, and then the energy shifting around them. And it was a very short period of time, all doubt and worry was gone on their part. And early on, I was told that I would write 4 to 5 books, a series of books, which I have to tell you, I really laughed at because I was not the writer of the family. I had a sister that wrote. I had a brother that wrote. I was the one who did drawings. So, I was really skeptical of that. And I have written many different things. I have writings all over the house. But this one day here, a couple of years ago, well, it would have been in 2011, my little voices, or big voices, or voices in general, went off in my head and they said, go sit at the computer. And I listen when this occurs. So I went over to the computer, sat down, and the book began writing itself. It typed itself out.
Wow, wonderful.
And it did it in just a couple of months. It went from their voice to about 3 months, and it was completed except for uploading it online and getting it put together in the physical, as a book that you could go buy, not just words on a computer.
Exactly.
And with it, it carries an energy. It's the words are important, yet the energy is what's most important within the book. A lot of people will look at it and go, oh, this is great. This is a wonderful, easy reader. And then they take it home. Some people can't make it through a sentence or two. They just keep kind of shutting down, going back to it, shutting it down, going back to it, because it's energetically charged like all things are, and it's moving through the layers of old programming. Mm-hmm. So that they'll be able to tap inside of themselves to reach in and feel their essence and really be ignited with it.
You know, when I read it, what was so very interesting, and I shared this with you, it was like, okay, the messages throughout the book are exactly the same information that all of my visits have guided me over the past few years in this awakening process. And it's so very interesting because I'm like, oh, wow, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would continue as I was reading it, and I read it in maybe a day and a half. And it was like, oh, wow. And more energy and more thoughts would come as I'm reading it. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool, because it was just confirming what I had been taught, right?
Mm-hmm.
From the beings that visit me. And so isn't it just amazing how there is one truth? And when you're open and ready, it finds you.
It does. And it's a simple truth.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't anything that you have to struggle with. It's a simple truth.
Exactly.
And what I really love is, as we mentioned, there's many people that have had these experiences or have put words about in a book, and many of us write the same exact messages. Maybe words are tweaked a little different. Maybe the rhythm of the words are a little different, but the underlying message is the same, mm-hmm. and we've never met each other.
Yeah.
They don't know about me. I haven't heard of them, or if I've heard of them, I haven't read their words and that sort of thing. Yet we're bringing in a message, and that's allowing people to see that there is, outside information coming in and that in conveying or relaying a very important truth. And it's basically that each and every being is love. There is nothing else but love. That each and every being is a miracle of life and is a magnificent being creating in every moment. You see, we do send in the messages. Many of us have sent them in throughout all of time, in all of worlds. It is part of the life that is to be done. So we are asking the children of the universe to remember, the children of planet Earth to remember, the beauty and the light that they truly are. As they move through this world, removing themselves from the old beliefs that have created shadows within the mind, they will find the magical beings they truly, truly are.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're here to remind each and every one of you listening today, that we truly are divine beings. And regardless of what the illusion looks like today, move through it with love and grace and know that you are awakening to who you truly are. So, wow, just amazing and how beautiful. So the ancient, explain once again the ancient, because I just want to actually go down a couple of things. The ancients, the angelic realm.
The ancients are an energy, a consciousness of absolute love.
Okay.
The way they are brought to me is they've always been and will always be.
Mm-hmm.
And we can say that about all energy because we all come from the same God source.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever name we want to put on it, we're all from that. Yet if you think of, and they're going to give me the words now because a lot of times it's not always easy to convey this, is for understanding, is if you think of worlds starting and universes starting, mm-hmm. and an energy of consciousness that assists the growth within that world, that
yes.
universe, that's what the ancients are.
Got it.
It isn't anything that controls life in any way. It supports life, and the ancient energies take on many forms.
Wonderful.
The angelic realm is part of it. And one of the things that it lists, and, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm starting to feel very, very light, almost, you know, just floaty light.
Mm-hmm.
But when we go through the ancients, the angelic realm, the masters, it's all of the same energy. Yet it's a way to identify mankind. Outside of planet Earth, there's not the feeling, or a physical planet, there's not necessarily the feeling of division and separation of the energy forces.
Mm-hmm.
Yet here on planet Earth, we look out and we want an identifier, something that we can wrap our heads around. So when you think of the angelic realm, the sweetness, the purity of that, that's also part of the ancient energy.
Okay.
Okay.
Unity consciousness. It's all a part of the one.
Exactly. The words advanced life form just popped in my mind, but they'll be very gently remind everyone that they're no more advanced than we are because we carry all of that information within us also. It's a matter of actually I just love it when they sit there and give you information, yet they have to go through the channels and the filters, that sort of thing. When in a physical world or a physical planet, there's a lower vibrational force that's in effect, and there's the idea of separation, a lack of remembering, because we came to experience different events. And so outside of planet Earth, there's a remembering of the connection and purity and love of all life.
Absolutely. And the veils are coming down. So we're slowly starting to, as we're receiving that energy, and it's amazing. Yes, we are beginning to remember who we are and connecting in, you know, we're moving off of that idea of linear time and my past life was this, then the life before that. No, all of that is kind of merging and becoming murky and just becoming what is. And the gifts, because I just finished up a chapter in my book on spiritual gifts, and I'm like, well, you know, it really is about remembering I did this in a past lifetime or of this experience, and all of that is just now remembering all that we already did.
You know,
and you innately know how to do it again.
Exactly. And when it's the time's right, you open to it. One of the things they did at first was change the way I talk. And I'm very sensitive to words because words actually carry a vibration, but also there's belief systems wrapped around various words.
Mm-hmm.
And the word our gifts is one of those things that they'll bring it to because and they shift it for me each and every time to our abilities for When we use that, then there's more of the claiming of it. This is our ability. I have the ability to do this. And they'll, and I have made people, just go, oh my gosh, Cherry, no. Can I just use my words? And of course you can. Yet they'll come in and shift them just because of the energy that's contained within the word.
Well, you know what it did for me when you said that? It just, well, didn't I say that these are things that I already did? They're abilities then that I've already had, and now I'm just remembering how to do those things. And so, yeah, it for me, it makes absolute perfect sense because they are my abilities that I already had.
Exactly. Exactly. It's interesting. They're showing me an image, the idea of a gift. They're showing someone sitting down and then another kneeling down in front of them and holding a package and presenting it to them. Mm-hmm. And then the other receiving this. And somehow that gets misconstrued or that type of idea misconstrues the truth of who we are. Somehow it limits us. I don't get all of the answers right away. Sometimes it's talking through it. And that's the fun of it too.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and I actually feel what you're saying because the idea, once again, is this idea that everything is outside of us. And so, you know, I wrote my doctorate on the face of religion and how it's changing because man has been programmed to believe everything is on the outside. God's on the outside. The answers are on the outside. What I'm supposed to do, the leading will come to me from the outside. All of these things on the outside. So we then write gifts. It's on the outside. Something that someone else is going to do for me because everything on the outside has all the answers and the power, and then they're going to choose to share that power, that knowledge with me. And so that's a part of this awakening, is to understand that the abilities, the power, the God source, life force, energy, all of that is already contained within the vessel. And so
exactly.
You don't need to, you know, look outside. And here's a wonderful example of that. Growing up in the Roman Catholic Church, and I'll never forget, I was probably in third or fourth grade, and it was time, we're sitting in the church, and it's time to go to confession. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, I didn't do anything wrong, and if I did, why do I need to go sit and tell this man? I'm sitting here having this conversation with myself, and I'm like, what makes him more qualified to talk to God than me? And I didn't get it. And so then I'm like, well, they're expecting me to go in and say something, so I made up something, and I went in there, and I said to Father Clark, I'll go ahead and say his name, it's back in New Jersey, Father Clark, I have not tried hard enough in my studies, forgive me for I have sinned. Do you know he told me to repent, to do better, now go say 10 Hail Marys and an Our Father? And I thought, what on earth is this about? And yeah, it didn't make any sense to me that we would need to go have an intermediary between me and God, because that energy is me, in me.
Exactly, that you are the knowledge, you are your personal power, you are, you know, when we say power, it's such, you are an acting God force. There, they like that. Cool.
They like that.
Anyway, but it's also many religions, and this is, you know, each thing serves its purpose. It's not to take away from anything. There's, you know,
absolutely,
there's nothing that I ever do. Yet we have so many ways or messages that we receive from the moment we come in that say, you are wrong, you are imperfect, and repent in some way. You are, you know, and we could go on in that line.
On and on and on about that.
Yes.
But that is the illusion of who we truly are.
Exactly. And moving through that illusion is what we're doing now. And we're doing it so rapidly. It almost makes your head spin sometimes.
Well, you know? And
sometimes it does.
As I go to bed every night and pulse and vibrate, I'm like, all righty, let's look at the pretty colors.
Yep, that's it. Or, gosh, couldn't it be quiet tonight? I just need to get a little sleep, please. Or you woke up. You get thrown out of sleep with something going through your mind, or you're having a conversation with. Uh-huh. And it's so interesting. And I don't know about you, but I do know about me. If somebody would have told me this earlier on in my life, I would never have believed that this would occur. And that's part of the path that I chose this life, is having taken on a life that in some ways seems as if it was a hardship, as if it's simple. There's a lot of different events in it that did take away from the idea of personal growth, self-esteem, all of this. And I do this, bringing forward the messages and living my life in a way that is very human. And that is, from what I've been told, is so that I could present it to the world for people who have little belief in themselves, and they can look and say, wow.
She did it.
If it happened for her, it can happen for me.
Absolutely. And I understand that. So fully, because, I share my story. So I was 12 years old when the visitations from the interdimensional beings began. And the first stint of it lasted 6 years. And in those 6 years, they would take me out to see the cosmos, and then we'd land on a bridge, and then I would go diving into the depths of the ocean. Mm-hmm. So they were showing me, and then I had two reoccurring dreams at that time. One was of all of my family gathering in the upstairs bathroom, climbing outside the window into this basket, and me grabbing the basket and flying everyone to safety. And the other dream was everyone getting into a car and me driving down a long bridge. Now, that stopped when my dad passed away. I was 18 when my dad passed, and that was truly traumatic. He has since come to me to say he had to leave because it was time for me to expand, and somehow that was a part of the process. And now he comes every now and then. Like last September was the last time he visited his birthday, and he came in and visited to say how much he loved me. Amazing. My grandmother, whom I adored, my grandmother, I was about 20 when she passed. Oh my goodness. She has come to me and hugged me and said, there will be a time again when you will know me. My grandfather came to me and just walked into the room and hugged and embraced me. Now, what's so very interesting is my grandmother was 89, 90 when she passed. My grandfather was about 103 when he passed, and my dad was only 56 when he passed. But when they all came to me, they were all youthful, right around 45-ish. Mm-hmm. And I mean, just glowing with beautiful energy and love and light. The point being, so that caused me to have a little shutdown when my dad passed. What woke it up again was back in 2003 when I was in a pretty bad car accident. And shortly after that accident, the angels came and said, it's time to bring people into the light, time to wake up. And so we will have chaotic experiences that on the outside look traumatic, look darn awful, and how am I ever going to get through it? But you get through it because it's what's going to propel you to expansion, and it's what's going to have those who listen will listen with an open heart, because if you can get through the loss that you got through and still be here today on this call with an open heart and giving, then the person you touch will say, my circumstances then don't seem so bad, and I can lift myself up today, and I can move forward. And that's why these experiences happen to us, because we are such divine beings that we know the whole picture.
And that's very true. And walking in humanness allows people to be able to resonate to you, connect with, mm-hmm. and then it it pulls back that curtain, the curtain that has shadowed and clouded their mind, not seeing the immenseness of themselves.
Exactly.
I had a visitation way back. I had to be 7 or 8 years old, and it was I had a little argument with some of the school kids. I had a judgment placed on me, and I stormed off. And all of a sudden, for years I thought this was just some bizarre dream, some imaginary something. And this is what we do because it seems so unrealistic. Mm-hmm. It must be something, our imagination, something with a kid. I was up and out of the world, and I was standing with other beings looking down in this beautiful encircled globe that just looked down at Earth. Mm-hmm. And I was standing there. I wasn't in my child form any longer. I was in a form that was the same as theirs. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, looking, and they're showing me being someone going here and then going there and then going here and going there. And it was just all of these movements. And it was like, oh, my gosh. And then the next thing I remember is being on a dirt road. I was back in my form, and I was mad as ever, and I'm stomping down this dirt road, and the dust is just flying, and I'm going, you can't do that. People are not Barbie dolls. Life isn't a game. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. And I shut that down for the longest time. I understand it now, and they were showing me how I would move about. Mm-hmm. And apparently I didn't want to participate in that at that time. But yeah. whether I wanted to or not, I got to do it. Yet, you know, it's I don't know if you've heard of Dolores Cannon. She's just this amazing.
Yes.
And there's so many people with these types of memories. Mm-hmm. That, you know, the rationalization process takes over. Well, it must have been, yet these experiences are very common.
Yeah, and they're very real because, you know, while mm-hmm. I was being visited, what's so interesting, while I was being visited by this particular interdimensional being, my other sister was being visited by one. Well, my mom would see them. So it's not like, you know, we had to be in this sleep-awake state. So everyone listening, not the case. What it turns out, we're now, and here's how divine everything is. My mother is from Jamaica. My father was from Martinique. So they're from the islands. They met in New York, got married. Okay. They found, how did they find 5 acres in the middle of the woods of South Jersey, 2.5 hours away, that when you look at the geographic location of this property in the middle of the woods in New Jersey, turns out that there were ley lines that formed a triangle that circled that piece of property that was on a portal that opened every 100 years, and that the Indians in that area for the last however many centuries talked about this portal opening. Guess what? We were there in the last 6 years of that 100-year cycle, and only light filled benevolent beings came through to us.
Exactly. You know, and that's, I've got huge tingles on this, just huge. My whole body just started quivering. You know, and it's amazing. And when people understand to move into their heart and allow themselves to be, listen to their heart, it automatically goes in trust. You automatically go to that point that's perfect for you. Absolutely. Perfect. You know, I was, well, that's a whole different story. We're not even go there. We could just chat and chat and chat and chat.
Well, so. You know what? You'll come back. We'll do this a few more times because there's so much when we really want to start talking about the truth of who we are. And so this is going to be our truth moment. The truth of who we are. We are these galactic amazing beings. This is the truth of who we are. And
exactly.
It's time that we really start to expose this. It's time that we begin to tell the tale of who we are and stand in our light. You know, they've been very clear to me about standing in my power to the ability to heal and the ability, see, I'm using the word, thank you,
yes,
and
you
the
are.
Ability to lay hands. I sent you some pictures. I don't know if you saw them.
I did. They were amazing. Oh, I loved them. I
so
absolutely
I'm
loved
share,
them.
So this past weekend, I was at a friend's home. They were celebrating an anniversary, and I was in the backyard with my husband, and my husband picked up his telephone. He was bored, and he's just clicking away, taking pictures. I'm like, dear, what are you doing? And you know, I'm not paying him any attention. And so I met one of these ladies here, and I just touched her hands, and literally our hands started to pulse and vibrate together. I'm like, whoa, there's a connection here. So we chatted and shared for the next hour, 2 hours. And then I was guided because I listened to that still small voice telling me that I needed to do energy work on her. And so I asked, and she sat down, and then I moved in and placed my hands a few inches above her, the top of her head. For those who don't know, that's where the crown is, at the top of your head. And just as I did that, my husband's still flashing away, taking all of these pictures. And, you know, when I do that, the energy, literally, God takes over. This life force energy moves through.
Mm-hmm.
I start to wobble. I can feel the energy pulsing like it is now, pulsing in my hands. And whatever that person needs at the time, whether it be waking up of their higher chakras or removing of blocks, heart walls, whatever, spirit goes into work and does it. And I just stand back and I can feel where it's working on them. And so I know what to tell them afterwards. And then afterwards, I just give thanks for being the vessel, and I move my hands. Well, my husband's like, okay, guys, you have to see these pictures. And I'm like, okay. So he shows me all these pictures, and the pictures are fine. They're all in Technicolor, you know, they're all bright and fine. And the moment I call in the light and put my hands above this woman's head, every picture is what? White. It has white light everywhere. You can see the energy in my hands.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I don't even know how many shots, how many stills, that's 40 stills, 45 stills he shook. And then as soon as I closed it and moved my hands, it was back to being regular color. We're like, oh my goodness. But
you know, if you pay attention right now, it's I noticed it because I was listening. We are the light. And I didn't mean to interrupt, but one of the things I noticed is because you automatically started your shift into that, and it affected the actual tone and quality of our connection on the phone. And so I was going, oh, yeah, we're going to have to ground out here in a minute, or we're going to just shut down the phone line.
And the energy is coming in right now because without scaring anyone out there, I can feel the vortex. I can feel the energy right above me flowing in, and I'm like, you know, in a wobble. I can feel the energy is so strong.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. We are just so loved.
And we are so much love. And it's when we step past the fear. And as it's feelings of or when people hear about it, this idea of differences or different than what is known, we're being called upon to expand our awareness, to step out of what has been known and accepted. It's one of the they'll use everyday sayings to bring messages across. And you remember many years ago that saying came and said, think out of the box. And everybody was saying that,
yes,
think out of the
you.
Box, every business. Yes. And they looked at me, or I guess they looked at me or they spoke to me or whatever. And they said, yes, mankind, that's what mankind does, is they step out of the box, but they put a bigger box on it.
Absolutely.
Around themselves.
And we're saying,
we're moving out of this idea of in the people that are pulled in to listen to us. There, I get a lot of them are shaking and wobbling too, and heart energy that is just expanded, and acceptance of themselves. It's like right now you can stop and feel, and eyes, I can see it, eyes are larger for some, and there's been tears come up, and this idea of, oh my gosh, I felt so different, and then all of a sudden they don't feel different anymore. And when we're no longer held back in the shadows and not saying, not claiming, this occurs for more and more and more. And that's one of the things to remember is each light reaches out and touches other lights and lights that you can't even see. You won't meet in this particular lifetime. Boy, when we just get going now, don't we?
Doesn't it feel good? It feels so good.
I love
you
it.
You know, moving quickly because we're running out of time. I want to talk about the Star Elders. Now, when you say the Star Elders, do you mean the Council of 12?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We never hold it in a box such as that. We've talked to the Star Elders as being those beings that have been within the universe, that have accumulated great knowledge of all levels of life. They have assisted many in the worlds of creation in the physical form. They come down or tap into, and it is always an agreement, never anything that is forced upon another. Yet they are beings that are from other worlds, star beings. So when I've done the past life hypnotherapy, and then they'll ask you to go through the Council of 12. I never do. It's just automatically into an energy, and I get to the star beings, and again they just show me brilliant lights. They show me the various stars. Worlds in which there's life, which of course mankind has said, oh gosh, nobody can live there, but there is life form that assists us
there's
in the movement,
life there, yes.
In our movement of awareness. Mm-hmm. And
you
so,
know, what's so very interesting?
And you,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
They say you speak quite frequently with the Star Elders. And they're showing light forms, but they show it in many different colors, and they're showing they take on a physicalness and basically a brilliance, and there's, like I said, many different colors. I'm asking to give a little more assistance with bringing in this a communication of you know, there's somebody keeps coming through with this advanced life, and yet they're saying there's really no advances. There's just more awareness, openness, where, again, not behind any veil, any shadows, that sort of thing. And Earth is populated with star elders also. So they've lived in many, many different worlds.
You know, it's so very interesting. As you know, I've been visited by many, many, many different forms of interdimensional beings. I've lost count how many different
yes,
forms.
Yes, exactly.
And I've been awake. So I want people to know that it's not like I have to be in this altered state. It's like, oh, hello, you're there. With portals opening, I've actually been visited by, and here I'm going to say it out loud because I'm being, you know, guided to. visited by an amazing, my very first mother, from formless to form, 12th dimensional being. And when she embraced me, and she did, yes, I really felt her. Wow. They're just absolutely amazing. You cannot even understand the amount of love that they have for us. And to be so blessed and so fortunate to actually be able to experience one's very first mother. Hello. Yeah. Yeah.
and it is. Or to experience that feeling of unending love.
That's what it felt like.
Complete love. There's no conditions. We speak of unconditional love here, and there's the remembering of it. There's the feeling of it. Yet when we connect on that level, it's an absolute being in it. Unconditional, only existence is love.
Absolutely.
And so,
Well, now we have a few more moments. So I want everyone to know that you will be in Las Vegas tomorrow, right?
I will be. I will be in tomorrow. A friend of mine's opening her house to me and having an open house. And then on Saturday, I will be at the Spirit Within You from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it's doing a, you know, I use all of these words very loosely, but a workshop of personal empowerment. I never know exactly what is going to be said until I get there and the group of people are there and it just comes forward. And then the next day I'll be doing personal sessions from there, the Spirit Within You, from 12 to 4. And I want to bounce back for just a second, where you have mentioned that you don't have to be asleep to receive the messages. And that's one of the things is for me, I step in and out very quickly. And it shows people also that you do not have to go into any altered state whatsoever. And and people will ask, well, who is it that comes through? How many? And I always let them know it's unlimited from the highest levels of love. If I don't place any limits, then any of those that are there to assist whoever it is that I'm speaking with or whatever the circumstance or situation, then it's the absolute perfect energy or entity or you know, it just is the absolute perfect being.
Communication and being comes through for them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just like when, you know, I do the energy work, I don't know what that person needs. I don't have a clue. All of a sudden, I start to pulse and vibrate, and it's, you know, it happens.
It does.
And they'll say, oh, my goodness. And I'm like, oh, you had a heart wall, because I could feel my heart starting to, you know, break free. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting. I'm like, you had a heart wall. And they're like, oh, okay, you had some emotional things, and they agree. So, yeah, it's fast.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, it reminds people that we're not trapped in form, because as the others come through and visit, many people will see them within me. And my physical appearance, and it's not always pretty, let me tell you, it will shift and change, and it allows people to see the shape shifting. Oh. And there again is, I didn't realize, I would wake up when I was a kid and go to the mirror, and I would expect to look like somebody else. And I'd always walk away and wonder why. And it's because we do shapeshift. We don't stay in one form all the time. And this reminds people of that.
Well, yes. And let me tell you, that is so true, because that happens to me when I go in the bathroom and look in the mirror. I'm like, whoa, I can see that being. And yeah, it's very interesting, to say the least. That's another conversation. and we're out of time. So your book, once again, is Wisdom of the Ancients. Where can we find it?
You can find it on Amazon.com, and it's Wisdom of the Ancients, a manuscript of life essentials. Apparently, they're very wordy. Or Create Space. I will have some copies with me on Saturday. Not a lot, because I'm flying and limit to, you know, weight limits. But Amazon.com or createspace.com, or you can contact me. I've done recording. I've read the book and recorded it, so that if you're interested in that and to feel the vibrational quality of the words, that's you would have to contact me there.
Also, and give out your website.
I was going to say, my website is cherrydivine.com. It has all of my contact information, or you can go to cherrydivine@comcast.net and email me.
Well, there you have it. I want to thank you. This has been absolutely a joy and pleasure. So take care, and I will talk to you shortly.
Okay, Sadie. It was great to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And so there you have it, everyone. Just an amazing hour. Time flies when you're having fun. And so I would invite you, if you are in the Las Vegas area, please come out to the Spirit Within You and visit with the owner, Miss Karen Campbell, as well as Cherry Divine this weekend. Be blessed until next time. Love and light.